Hello and welcome to another episode of Girl Reads World Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and today we are talking healthy, long, and luscious lashes. So if you're ready to learn more about this topic, let's get into it. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 27. Today's show is being brought to you by Lashem.com. They specialize in anti-aging products as well as lash enhancing products. You can check them out at lashem.com. Keep in mind too that everything we talk about today will be available for you to reference on the site girlreadsworld.com/27. Let's dive right into today's topic, and it's one that's very dear to me as a person who loves mascara. And the reason I love mascara so much is because I love the look of a full, bold lash. And when it comes to lashes, either you're born with them being long, luscious, and gorgeous, or you gotta fake it, which is okay. I think 95% of the world fakes it by wearing tons and tons of mascara and loading up on falsies, which is okay. But there are a few things that you can do day to day or just keep in mind to keep your natural lashes looking their best and hopefully keeping them healthier with all the things that you're doing to them to make them look more luscious, right? So let's dive right into it. The first thing that I would like to for you guys to keep in mind is to always remove your makeup thoroughly. So after you've put on tons of mascara, when you go to bed at night, make sure you're getting all your mascara off. Use a really good facial cleanser that will remove mascara as well. Also, maybe invest in a really good makeup remover. You can also use oils to remove hard, stuck-on mascara that's maybe waterproof or just on real good. If you use a little bit of either olive oil or coconut oil, it does wonders in removing stuck-on makeup. Okay, another thing that you guys should definitely be doing daily, if not as much as possible, is moisturizing your lashes. Your lashes are just like your hair. It has to be moisturized. It needs moisture. So if you can, before you go to bed at night, you can either put on a little Vaseline, coconut oil, olive oil. All of those things work great. Just take a little bit on your finger, your middle finger works, and just dab it on the base of your lashes and a little on the tips, and it will keep your lashes moisturized, which will help them stay stronger and prevent, you know, premature breakage. A good mascara. Now, this is very, very important, and every time I do mascara reviews on Girl Reads World, I always mention the crunch factor, because for me, any mascara that leaves my eyelashes so hard, I don't use them because that makes my lashes prone to breakage. So make sure the mascara that you're using does not make your eyelashes hard. If you're using the mascara and you start to see fallout and lashes breaking, you know, on your face, if you're seeing a lot of that, stop using that mascara. Another good tip is to use a primer before putting on your mascara. That will help prime your lashes, which will not make you put on so much mascara. You won't need as much. So that's another way to cut back on the amount of mascara that you're using while still delivering that full, bold look that you are trying to achieve. The fourth thing I want to mention is one that I know you guys are tired of hearing because I'm tired of hearing about it, which is basically eat well. Okay, yeah, eat well. What does that mean? Well, if you eat well, you're going to have healthy skin and healthy hair equals healthy lashes. There's nothing more to it. So make sure you're getting enough protein and veggies each day. That's going to help with your lashes being stronger, growing, staying full, all the things that us girls are trying to get with our lashes. And the very last thing is serum. So there are tons of serums out on the market right now. There's even prescription ones. There's ones at the drugstore, and there's ones you could find online at boutiques. And like I mentioned earlier, this show is sponsored by Lashem.com. They have a serum that they